Hi guys, welcome to the Hot Literati. The Hot Literati is a collective of hot, cool, well-read people. My name is Halo, and I'm so happy that you're here. So this episode is pretty niche. It's on ARC copies. ARC copies stand for Advanced Reader Copies. And what they are is pretty much like when someone writes a book, it's the first round of copies that are made that go out to people who are then going to like read it, talk about it, plug it in different publications and things. And I'm assuming up until now, ARC copies likely were given to like journalists who were writing for like big publications that were paying them, etc., etc. Probably like friends and family as well, but I don't know if those still count as like ARC copies at that point. But now the ARC copies are going, a lot of them are going to influencers, and Bella, one of the super talented writers for the year on the site, has an article, a piece coming out. It might be out by the time this is up, on the influencerification of the like book industry, the publishing industry, the literary world, and what that does, what that feels like. And there's a lot of discourse on like influencer culture. What I personally think is like most fascinating and probably harmful, and I don't think enough people are talking about, is how it makes everyone turn themselves into a product all the time, and you're always thinking about how to be like the most marketable version of yourself. And I think it makes people really dissociative day to day in ways that is probably not psychologically healthy or great for all of us. But that is a whole other tangent I could go down, and I won't right now. That's the ARC copies are going to influencers. And I know this because I started receiving them myself when I was 21, and when Hot Literati was just like me talking about what I was reading. And at first I was super flattered, especially like, you know, when it came from like a big pub. But then I became like more flattered when it came directly from writers that liked my take on things. And it's how I met Lee Stein, a great like writer. She also just has phenomenal discourse on like the internet and this exact topic, like what it does to the publishing industry. She reached out to me because she liked my account and the things that I was saying. I read her book Self-Care, and it started this like really beautiful friendship and like dialogue between us. So being reached out to directly by someone who like actually consumes what you're putting out is like so nice. But then the more you receive like ARC copies from people who literally do not know who you are, it can almost be kind of like demoralizing, right? Because I have some like wonderfully energetic friends who have talked me through like the money is energy pipeline. And I know if you're not like religious, spiritual in any way, that sentence probably sounds ridiculous. But I think a good point of comparison is like, we're talking about this exact subject in book club right now. We're reading The Trial by Kafka, and Kafka's absurdism does a really great job of calling out the absurdism of like social structures that we buy into. In The Trial, it's like the law, the court. Metamorphosis, I think, does a great job of that with like work, because he turns into a cockroach and he's still like, oh no, I gotta get to work, even though he's not even a human anymore. He's like a cockroach stuck on his back, you know? And so I think this like money is energy pipeline, like it truly is. It has the value that we put into it, and we all have to collectively buy in order for it to exist. So when we are like choosing to spend, when I'm like spending my money on something, if I'm like going to a bookstore and buying a book, I'm like telling that bookstore that their institution, I'm telling that writer that their words, their product is like, it has value to me, and I'm expressing value in it. So sometimes by like receiving an ARC copy and having like no relationship to that writer, and a lot of the time these are like 300, 400, 500 page books, the repetition of that, I think, can kind of make you feel like your time isn't valued and that you're like, labor isn't valued. Because realistically, a book like that right now is like $24. So let's say I'm going to read a 400 page book. Let's say I read the entire thing in four hours, I don't know. And then I spend time like ideating, brainstorming, and then I create content, around it, maybe like written content, maybe some video stuff, and then I have to like edit the video. Then let's say that's like, I don't know, 10, 15 hours of work for $24 is less than like $2.40 an hour. That doesn't sound fair to me. It doesn't feel like respect. It doesn't feel like my time is valued. And I think we get caught up in these questions of like prestige, and we think like, oh, this institution backs this person, so they're like prestigious, and I should be flattered that they're like sending me this or that they're doing this. And prestige is another one of those like super weird social concepts where we all have to buy into it in order for it to exist. I think a good point of comparison are like MFA programs. I think I just have kind of a hot take on MFA programs in general. Because we've created this like pipeline for literary writers who just want to write and maybe don't want to do the like social media, get a following so you get a book deal game. Where MFA programs are this like perceived prestige, and you hear someone has an MFA and you respect them more as a writer because that's what we've been conditioned to do, when not everyone needs that. Like personally, I don't think I'd ever consider an MFA because I like how I write now, and the thought of getting like more feedback on style and being told how to do it honestly stresses me out, because I write entirely for myself. I write how I need to. And I think like the other pipeline, the get a social media following to get a book deal, that's just like quantified prestige. You see like, oh, like 100,000 people like this one thing, so it must have something to it, you know? And this is kind of like the dumbest comparison ever. But like I'm walking home today, I saw a bunch of people taking a picture of something, and they were taking a picture of like the full moon, which is very pretty, but I saw a bunch of people taking photos of things. So I was like, oh, like, what is that, you know? I think all of these institutions that we collectively uphold are this kind of game of like looking at what other people are looking at and trying to understand what they're thinking about it. It's probably like very like groupthinky, but yeah, back to ARC copies. So that being said, like, I feel such a responsibility to this community, and I don't want to fall into the trap of being sent an ARC copy and telling you guys like, oh my gosh, I got this and you should buy it, if I don't believe in the work. So, you know, like if anyone's listening to this who is in the position to send ARC copies, like if you're a writer, well, because a lot of the time these writers are also being forced to do their own PR. I don't know if it's always been like that, but that's how it seems to be now. If you're a writer and you want to send a copy, or if you're a publisher and you're trying to send an ARC copy, you can send one to Hot Literati, but we are going to be like viscerally honest about how we feel about work, because I don't want to just like play into this game of promoting like overconsumption and just trying to sell products. Like, I love literature because I think that it makes you hold your own humanness by the shoulders and really like figure out what you're doing here and who you want to be, how you want to spend your life, like follow your callings. And I think, you know, promoting a book that went through like an agent, that went through an editor, and has gone through this like process of sanitization at the hands of these institutions who created, and then it's like published and the ARC copies are sent out, like, I don't want to tell someone to buy that just because that's what people do. I think we get stuck in the trap of like seeing how things are done for an industry and being like, oh yeah, this is the process, so I'm just gonna like float in and I'm gonna like do it or whatever. But if you're like, if you belong to a different artistic industry or something, like, please take this as your permission to do things a different way. Like, take risks, because a lot of the time that's what makes things more fun, and that's what keeps an industry like fresh and alive and moving. And all it takes is one person to like look at something and get a little playful, or get a little just like have fun with it and figure out what it is that makes you and your respective industry, your art, like excited about it. Because when I think about some of the things that we have cooking up for Hot Literati this year, and some of the things I want to do myself as a writer, like, I'm excited. And for me, I feel like that's all that matters. You have to love what you're doing. And anyone who tells you that you have to settle, leave that to them. Have a good night, guys.